بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion concerning the status of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and his qualities with Allah the Most High in this fourth session. We shall learn that the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a favor from Allah on the believers, is a favor of Allah on the believers. It was a great favor from Allah, the Most Mighty and Most Majestic. Why? Because he was a cause in leading people from the darkness to the light and guiding them to the straight path. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered this as a favor from him upon the believers. And this is a great favor from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 164. قال الله تعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger from among themselves, reciting unto them his verses, meaning the Quran, and purifying them from sins by their following him, and instructing them in the book and al-hikmah. We shall know what al-hikmah means. While before that they had been in manifest error. This verse tells us several points emphasizing the conferring of the favor of Allah on the believers. The first one, that he is min anfusihim. Look at that. Indeed Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them min anfusihim, meaning from their humankind, and also speaking their tongue, the Arabic tongue. And this is another additional favor upon the Arabs in particular. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:44, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. And verily this is indeed a reminder for you, O Muhammad, and your people, Quraysh people and your followers, and you will be questioned about it. So they attained, the Arabs, and attained by Islam the honor of this life and the hereafter. So this from among them is from their humankind, speaking their language. And in that also there is additional favor upon the Arabs in particular. The second point, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْكِتَابِ, reciting unto them his verses, the Quran. Reciting unto them the Quran. So therefore he was a cause for them learning the recitation and the reading, because before they were illiterate nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore honored them with this. We know from Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 2, قال الله تعالى هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. It is who sent among the unlettered ones, a messenger from among themselves, reciting to them his verses, purifying them from disbelief and polytheism, and teaching them the book, the Quran, and the hikmah. And then we will know shortly that hikmah refers to the sunnah. The third matter we learn from these verses now is yuzakkihim, purifying them from the filth of disbelief and sins and from the conventions of ignorance. Because they were a nation of ignorance in terms of worshipping none, worshipping others besides Allah, committing unlawful things. And that's why Allah ended the verse by saying, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. While before that they had been in manifest error. The fourth point, يعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة, that he teaches them, instructing them in the book and the hikmah. Teaching them the book and the hikmah, rulings of the Quran, by his sayings and by his actions. And that's why the ulama interpreted, the scholars interpreted the term hikmah to mean the sunnah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, سمعت من أرضى من أهل العلم. I heard those whom I am content with from the people of knowledge in the Quran, saying, Al-Hikmah is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Quran was mentioned and followed by the Hikmah. And that Allah mentioned that it is a favor from him upon his creation by teaching them the book and the hikmah. So, it is not therefore correct, wallahu a'lam, to say that the hikmah here is anything but, is something other than the sunnah of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in his book, Al-Risala, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, page 78. And therefore, it is clear from these verses the favor of Allah which he conferred by sending the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is from the great praise to the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, that his status is as such, to be a favor from Allah upon the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from his true followers. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا.